פרק טס, סעיף חוף טס. עגלה, תינוק שיש לו גגון, ובוא לתפוס סמיכה על גבי העגלה עצמה, באופן שיש הפרש בגובה בין הגגון ובין הסמיכה, ראי האור. We're talking about עגלה, a carriage, a buggy, which has got a hood. Now you want to put a סמיכה, a blanket, on the agala itself, not on the hood. So there is a different height between the hood and the smicha, and the blanket. Now the blanket is also doing oil, because the blanket is going covering the carriage itself, where the baby is lying down. If there's no tefach, if there's a tefach in between the blanket and the carriage itself, it's a baya from oil. But now you want to say it is allowed because it is tosefes oil arai. You're adding on to the hood because the hood is already there before Shabbos, trained on before Shabbos. Even if it is folded, it's considered ke'il, it is open already. And now you want to go and carry on the oil by putting the blanket. Or even if it's not blanket, something else. The shayla is whether it's considered a continuation. Do we see the hood and the blanket a continuation or not? So he says in the footnote that he thinks that there should be a difference if it is more than 3 tefachim, less than 3 tefachim. If the height between the blanket and the hood is more than 3 tefachim, then we don't look as if it's one item. Therefore, it's considered you're adding on new. But if it is within 3 tefachim from the height from the hood, then we say it's considered a continuation from the hood. Therefore, it would be allowed. That's what he wants to say in the footnote. The same thing would be, if it is further away than 3 tefachim from where the hood ends, then it's also a reason not to be joined to the hood. If it's more than 3 tefachim from the end of the hood, it's probably you take on from where the hood is opened. When the hood is open and you want to put on a blanket, if it is less than 3 tefachim away from the width, from the, let's call it the length, more from the end of the hood till where you started the blanket, even if it would be within 3 tefachim from the height, but it is more than 3 tefachim from the in length, away from the hood, then it should be also a problem from making a new oil. But if it is within 3 tefachim from the height and from the length, then he wants to say in the footnote, l'chor, it should be allowed. Ha'kavat kagon al agala. Sif lamad. Agalat tinok. Shitparek mimen agagon. Elachse l'chabri l'agala. Af po'itim she'achibu rafui. Shum she'oise oil. We're talking about kagon, a hood, which came apart from the agala, from the buggy, from the carriage. It came apart. Now, to put it back on Shabbos, could be two problems. Could be a problem from Boina. Therefore, if it is Rafui, if it is joins on only in a light way, not gets joined too strongly together, then there's no problem from Boina. Now we're discussing the problem from Oihel. You're making a cover. So if the Gagon is put on to this buggy, to this Agala, then it's a problem from Oihel. Because now you're making a cover which was not made before. It's covering the buggy, covering the carriage. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos because of oil. In the footnote he says, what will happen if you don't want to do it, put it on when it is lying down? In order to be a cover. You want to put it on when it's standing up. You can put on the hood when it's standing up. And then afterwards, you wouldn't bring it down and put it in a way which is lying down. So are you allowed to do that? Because now you're not making an oil. Now it is not an oil because it's only an oil when it's lying down. But now it's standing up. It's not oil. So in the footnote, he says he's not sure about that. Tesefes al schach hasuka. Seif lamadala. To add on to the schach. יש מהפוסקים שנראה מדבריהם שההט הזה של תספס נאמה אף באופן שהתספס מתירה ישיבה בסוכה. Some poskim want to say you're allowed to go and do a tesefet, like we're discussing now, tesefet, a person does tesefet al oil, you're allowed to do tesefet al oil, even if the tesefet is going to help you to make a sukkah. That means without it, the sukkah would be possible. Now you go and add on, let's say, a blanket to the schach, the sukkah will come kosher. Some poskim say you're still allowed to do that on Shabbos. Keep going. Im nofel chelik ma'aschach, v'nisha aveh gimul tfachim. Ha'poisel es ha'sukkah, part of the schach, gimul tfachim, you've got a V, you've got an air from Gimel Tzvachim in the middle of the Schach. Gimel Tzvachim makes Schach possible. Motor Litin Bavi is a smicha. Amanoshi is a beget a Schach possible. She in a place of the Sukkah. The halacha is, if you've got air, three Tzvachim in the middle of the Schach, it's possible. But if you've got Schach possible there, you've got something which is Schach, even if it's Schach possible, it doesn't disturb the Sukkah unless it's four Tzvachim. But if you've only got three Tzvachim, it's allowed. So if you've got a space of three tefachim, you want to put something there in order to go make sure it's not space. So let's put a smicha there. Let's put some a blanket or something there. But you're going to make the sukkah kosher with it. But some people want to say, even though, since it's only tosefet, because you are adding on to the schach, which is already there, it's not considered you're making an oil, even though it is covering the sukkah. That is tesefes oil. Some people want to say that tesefes oil is allowed. The yesh al shubah, some people say, that means of Shlomo Zalman, at the end, he wants to, in the chile gimel, he wants to come along and say, it should be also to do it. Why? Because you're making a sukkah. You're allowed to add on, says of Shlomo Zalman, only if you don't make a shame sukkah. Here you're making a shame sukkah, he wants to say that you wouldn't be allowed to do it on Shabbos.